the more I've thought about this game, the less worried I've become about it.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Friday. It is differential show time, James. So, time to think about what we are going to do.
I'm not certain yet. We should probably timestamp this one because unusually for the differential show, we're recording a bit later than normal. It's to be precise, it's 2:40 p.m. UK time. So we've got the majority of the team news for this pod for a change. If you want to know why we're late, by the way, it's because me and the missus took Harry for a speech and language therapy session this morning. And then I went to the pub for something to eat. And I was even warned at the bar, be about half hour, that's cool. I'm still fucking raging, so I waited over an hour for food, mate.
Oh, dear. I'm more concerned. Did they help you with your speech? Because
because it was like Tottenham smoke bombs. It was like Mourinho had taken over the pub, mate. I was not fucking happy, mate. I've got a fucking pod to do. Don't you know that? Obviously, I wasn't like that.
You know, I don't know. Were you hungry?
Yeah, mate, that was my breakfast because we recorded at 8 o'clock, We went straight for this therapy thing. So I'm starving as well.
Makes it so much worse when you're hungry as well.
But the good news is, obviously, I'm prepping for game week 39, so I had a nice healthy meal anyway, mate.
Okay, good.
Ultimate burger. Boom.
Good. Going into this game, we'll run down our predictions, reveal our minus 56s, diff show and all that kind of stuff, and talk about what our current thoughts are for our teams. First up, James, the early kickoff tomorrow is Arsenal against Manchester United.
I feel like I've kind of spoken about this to...
Yeah, I think you're saying, 16-0 or something to Arsenal?
Not quite. Have you listened to COTC?
No, not yet.
Honestly, get it in, yes. Brilliant pod that yesterday. Obviously, it was Ted's last one as well. United will be better off for, it looks like, a few returnees. McTominay definitely available. Looks like Varane's going to be available. And Ronaldo's obviously gone back to training as well, so presumably he'll start as well. So, look, those three players definitely make United stronger, no doubt about that. I do not believe that they'll be able to deal with Arsenal's intensity and movement. The only graces I can see for Manchester United is possibly the announcement of the new manager will inspire something in them in terms of effort, and perhaps the fact that it's a 12:30 kickoff may help slightly as well. But I'm going 4-0 Arsenal.
Whoa!
So you've definitely not listened to Clash of the Correspondents.
4-0 is quite a big statement though, James.
Literally have no doubt that Arsenal will beat them tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to go 2-0 because I'm just not as maverick, let's say, as you are. But I do think it will still be comfortable for Arsenal. So I'm going to go 2-0, James. The next game is Leicester at home to Aston Villa. Kind of sort of Midlandsy kind of way derby. I won't call it a derby, but you know.
Nah. They're all both in the Midlands. That's definitely stretching something now. Maybe for Leicester a little bit. Maybe. Definitely not for Villa, I don't think. It's interesting. Just literally seen just before we started, Jamie Vardy's back in the squad.
Oh, wow.
Which is like out of the blue, out of nowhere. And that's the sound of everybody who might have just been thinking Iheanacho or Daka for wild card punts, just going, that's the end of that then. Really unpredictable this because don't really know what Leicester are going to do. I think this one might be kind of a mix and match of the team that played the other night. So I feel like Fofana probably won't be risked, but like Johnny Evans might play, for example. I think this might be more of a mix and match. I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester.
I was not convinced that. I think it's going to be a draw, mate, to be honest with you. I think Villa still are going to have something to play for. They're still going to be all right. But I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. Leicester clearly will have their minds on other things. So 1-1 draw.
I saw on Sky Sports News last night, they put up the graphic of the bottom of the table, and they put like the bottom six with like big crests up, like these six are in trouble. And obviously Villa's on there. I'm like, what the fuck you got Villa there for?
Nah,
okay, sure enough, Villa are 15th. We're on 36 points. Anyone out there actually think Burnley or Everton are going to win three of their remaining games?
They need to get 8 points to swing that round, which is not going to happen in my opinion.
Nah, I mean, we've got some good fixtures left as well. Villa have still got to play Norwich, Palace at home, still got to play Burnley twice, so no dramas.
How many are Man City going to beat Watford by?
I'm going to go three.
Okay.
I don't think it'll go off mental. We've got Champions League on Tuesday, right? But I think, straightforward. I don't think they'll have to wait as long as... I wouldn't be surprised if this is the opposite to Wednesday, i.e. it's 3-0 at half-time and stays 3-0, for example. Certainly some question marks about City defensively, although we haven't got the confirmed news at the time of recording as yet on the injury status of the likes of John
Stones. Are you going to be playing Dennis then?
I don't own Dennis.
Oh, okay. Well, buy him then. If you think there's question marks around City defensively, buy him then.
There's question marks about City defensively. Shall I buy Dennis or shall I go and buy Eddie and Ketcher, which is probably the plan? No. Are you going to be starting Emmanuel Dennis?
I will not.
No, there's a shock, mate.
I reckon City are going to win 5-0.
5-0. We got some mad ones this week, have we? Okay, cool.
Well, I think that's less mad than your 4-0 prediction for Arsenal against Manchester United. But you never know. Stranger things happen.
I just want some heat on my deadline stream, basically.
the next one's Norwich Newcastle. Any thoughts around that? You were saying earlier that you think Newcastle might pip it.
Did I?
Yeah. No, sorry, Norwich. You said Norwich might pip it.
I've got 2-1 Norwich, actually. I think that they've done all right the last few games. They were obviously a little bit unlucky at Old Trafford. They beat Burnley. They got they were very fortunate. They got a creditable draw at Brighton. They've changed system a little bit to basically have an extra attacking player in the team at the moment, obviously pushing at least Melo higher. I think Kieran Dow's made a little bit of a difference as well. And it's taken them a while to kind of refine themselves after the injury to Adam Eder. Eddie Howe suggested there will be some rotation to the Newcastle team. We don't know anything more than that, but that doesn't surprise me with the little run they've had of obviously Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. And it's interesting thinking back to when Cy FPL Fippler was on COTC before Newcastle came to Tottenham, and he spoke about that run of three home games and said that he thought Howe would give everything to those three home games and then fuck off the season, basically. And they won all of those three home games, which is max credit to them. But I just think Norwich might nick this tomorrow, actually. I'm going to go 2-1 Norwich.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you on the score, but I'm not going to agree with you on the winner. I'm going to go with 2-1 to Newcastle United because they're in good form as well. I back Norwich to score, but I back Newcastle to win. Brentford Spurs.
After you.
Oh, this is going to be a difficult one, mate. I'm going to predict a 1-1 draw. I just think it's not going to be an enjoyable afternoon for you. Not from a sense of the result, but from even just watching the football. I think it's just going to be a bit of a turgid game. They're going to break up play. They're not going to let you get in a rhythm. And I'm going to go 1-1.
This is interesting because this time last week, the more I thought about the Brighton game, the more worried I got about it. The more I thought about this game, the less worried I've become about it.
Cool.
They could change system. I don't think they will, but they could. I think one of the reasons they won't, and therefore will play a back four, is they've got some injuries at the back. So Ethan Pinnock did his hamstring at Watford. He's out. Zanka, who had covered for Ajer the week before, was also injured. And Sergi Canos obviously can play wing back quite comfortably. He's also injured. So they've got a few issues which I think affect them defensively. And I think that the fact that they're going to be missing a few of their first choice defensive players might just give us the edge. I do not by any means think this will be straightforward or easy. But there could be goals in it. I'm not going to go for a high scoring prediction, but I think there could be goals in it. The more I thought about it, I'm going to go 2-1 to us.
Okay. Brighton, Southampton, South Coast Derby.
1-1 next game.
You think so?
Yeah, 1-1, yeah.
The Brighton special.
Yeah, 1-1.
I'm going to back Brighton to win this, James.
Yeah, which is like, you might as well just get down the bookies and fucking lay Brighton.
2-1 to Brighton. I'm backing. I know they lost midweek to City, but prior to that, they'd been on a good run. And they're at home at the American Express Stadium. So Brighton 2, Southampton 1. Burnley Wolves.
So Wolves have got a few absentees as well. Notably for your Sky player, Max Kilman, out. Although I'm going to presume you probably have moved that on. But because of his value, you may not have done. He's out. Obviously, Neves is still out. Podence is out as well. Which I saw Bradley Parker had messaged and said, can't even be asked to watch this on Sunday now, which is him saying they're going to get beat. And I've taken that on board in my prediction, so I'm going to go 1-0 to Wolves.
Okay, I'm going 1-0 to Burnley, James.
Go on.
Home game.
Yeah.
And they will know that if they win, they're out of the relegation zone. Albeit it could be temporarily.
Which brings its pressure.
It brings its excitement. Like, for me, it's like, okay, if we win this, boys, we're at the relegation zone, and then Everton are going to Liverpool later. So they're not likely to get anything out of it. And they've just off the back of a home 2-0 win, a home 2-0 win against Saints. So I think with those injuries in mind for Wolves, as much as, I was anti-Burnley, I think they're going to win 1-0, mate. Chelsea, West Ham. At the Stamford Bridge.
I think just to add on to the prediction that Wolves are winning, because I think actually a few people will find that a surprise. I think Wolves are one of the better defensive teams in this league, as we've seen this season. I think Burnley's win on Thursday was, what, their fifth this season. I think they're not a team that's accustomed to necessarily playing games in quick succession. It's going to be Sunday, Thursday, Sunday. I've had a couple of positive results. Yes, clearly there's an uplift. I think if you take a team like Wolves for granted, you will get beat. Not that I think they will take them for granted. I just think actually the reality is Burnley need the points. Burnley are definitely going to win. Well, Wolves are a better team. So I'm going to back Wolves to win. Jimenez is back from suspension as well, but I don't think it'll start.
Okay.
Chelsea, West Ham. I will stick with my COTC prediction, which Ted was in agreement with as well. 2-1 to Chelsea.
I'm gonna go 2-0 to Chelsea, which pains me. It pains me, but again,
you didn't watch Chelsea and Arsenal Wednesday night, did you?
Nah.
I can fucking tell.
No, but then they're not gonna play the same back five or back three, whichever you want to call
no,
it.
No, might even be worse.
Nah. You think he's gonna roll out Malang? Okay, if he rolls out Malang Sarr and Christensen again, then I would back us to score, but I just don't think he's going to. Liverpool-Everton, 4-0 Liverpool. Job done. Not even going to.
I've gone 3. I think similarly to Manchester City, that there's another game for Liverpool 3 days later. I don't think there's any doubt that Liverpool will win the game, but it's worth saying, and I mentioned this earlier, Everton will go there and die and goal difference might be, but they're not going to want to get embarrassed and stuff. I actually think this might sound weird. I think if I said now to some Evertonians, would you take a 3-0 defeat? I think some of them would say yes. Mm. Because it could be anything between 1-0, 2-1 and about 7-0, really, couldn't it?
Yeah. Crystal Palace Leeds?
I'm going to go for a Desmond.
I was going to say exactly the same, James. As soon as you started saying it, I thought James is going to say Desmond here. I haven't predicted one all week. Home tie for Palace gives them a little bit of an advantage, but Leeds will swing at it anyway.
I just feel
a decent shout.
I feel Palace might be a bit flat after, obviously, the last league game they had at home was the excellent win against Arsenal. They obviously lost the cup semi. He lost at Newcastle. There's obviously been a bit of rotation in the forward positions. Elise's injured again by the looks of it. And Leeds have got Calvin Phillips back. It's basically been confirmed that Calvin Phillips is going to start on Monday night. I just think psychologically that's massive for Leeds. And I think it might be one where there's not a lot on it. Leeds are, I guess if Burnley win on Sunday, the pressure grows on Leeds a little bit to be thinking, oh, I'm looking over my shoulder. I mean, if Burnley and Everton both win, if somehow Everton win at Anfield, then Leeds will really be looking over their shoulders, because obviously after Palace, they've got City, Arsenal and Chelsea in a row before their last two. They could get caught. They absolutely could get caught. But I think Palace might play with a bit more freedom than what we normally see. And I don't think Leeds with Phillips back will have anything overly to fear. I wouldn't even be surprised if Leeds nick it. I'm going to go for Desmond Tutu.
Last but not least, Manchester United host Chelsea next Thursday. I'm going to go 2-0 Chelsea on this one.
I've gone 5-0 Chelsea this one. No, I haven't really. Kevin scribbled it out. Say 2-1 Chelsea.
2-0 Chelsea.
2-0 Chelsea. You're batting Chelsea for two clean sheets this week.
I am indeed.
Do you know what? I'd be amazed if they kept two clean sheets this week. I will go 2-1 to Chelsea. Okay. I think the clean sheet is more likely at Old Trafford than against you.
Right. Any further along in your decision on your transfers, James?
No, not yet, because the Rudiger information is not overly helpful. So he is out of the game on Sunday. And also, very importantly, as a side note, so too is Mateo Kovacic. It doesn't tell us at the moment if Rudiger's out till, obviously, out of the United game as well. So if he's out, I probably will take the -4 for Reece James and go for it, I think. And what I'm waiting on is the embargo tonight in case there is anything. So the TV media is what we've got so far, which basically is, you know, he's out for the weekend and no one's asked anymore, basically. The in-house channels or perhaps radio or newspapers might get a bit more detail on it. So I'll be waiting till 11 o'clock-ish tonight. If there's no confirmed update beyond what we've got, I'm probably going to leave it, I think, and just go with what I suggested, which was Havertz in for Fraser and Ketcher in for Weghorst, captain Havertz.
And that's for a -4, obviously.
-4.
Mm. And you'll be lined up De Gea in goal?
That's a mighty fine question, isn't it? Yes, De Gea in goal, yes. Back four of Trent, Robertson, Cancelo and Rudiger. Midfield four of, I have to remember who I own now without looking.
Kulusevski,
Saka, Havertz, captain and Bruno Fernandes. And up front, Nketiah and Harry Kane.
Okay. I will be selling Heung-min Son for Havertz and to captain him. Unless I get news that Rudiger's out for a longer period, I'll probably stick with him. I'll be lined up same back five as you, James. De Gea, Rudiger, Robertson, Trent, Cancelo. My midfield will be five across the middle there. Martinelli, Mount, Salah, Havertz, Kulusevski. And up front, I'll be playing Chris Wood. Bench will be Foster, Johnson, Dennis, Breuer.
Who are you going first sub out of that?
First sub.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Probably Breuer, then Ben Johnson, and then Dennis.
Because you've got to think as well. This is a little bit more difficult for you than me, I think, with your Rudiger situation. You got to think as well, like, there's every chance one of them's coming in for him, right?
Mm.
Although I think Norwich will beat Newcastle. Fabian Scher as a first sub against Norwich is very reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't really want any of your three to get on the pitch, I don't think.
Breuer away at Brighton.
I don't even think it starts, Suj.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be surprising, would it? Differential team, dead team. Do you want to smash those out, mate?
Yeah, let's smash out the updates. So, dead team, manager of the week with 97 points is Glenn Harriott. Captain Salah, 38. So, look, there was always going to be a few really decent dead team scores this week. but some nice double point hauls across the midfield as well. 10 for Saka, 10 for Socek, 12 for Harvey Barnes. Also clean sheets for Trent Alexander-Arnold, John Stones and Robert Sanchez. The wooden spoon, Rory Scott, 24 points, returns for Sanchez and Stones. That's your lot. It wasn't great for us, Serge, 39 points. Absolutely decimated defensively now as well, with Stones lightly injured, Shaw lightly injured, Rudiger lightly injured. So we're down to probably just Trent and Luke Haylen defensively. We are helped by some returning players, Jimenez and Rafinha this week. But as I said, I don't even think Jimenez will start. And we've also got Jack Grealish, no guarantee he starts. Not that we can do anything with it. Differential team of the week. There were two teams actually, got 100 pointers. Stian got 100 points for the differential team. But manager of the week, Josh Reynolds, 102 points. Helped massively by captain Bruno Guimarães for 40 points. Imagine that, 57 points in a game week from three Newcastle players. That's what Josh has got. Captain Guimarães, Fabian Schär, Martin Dubravka. Also returns for Harvey Barnes, Richarlison and Weghorst. Wooden spoon of the week for the differentials, Mike LC, 43 points. Returns from Captain De Bruyne. Do you know what? This team's not even bad, man. Captain De Bruyne, 12 points. Robertson, Dubravka, Laporte, clean sheets. For ourselves, it was a 67-point week. Wishing you'd let me captain Dubravka. I'm just blaming you, mate. Martinelli, captain fail. Returns for Dubravka, Laporte, Robertson, little bit for Telles. Foden's 10, Mane's 13, Weghorst 10. 67 points minus 4. Not too bad at all. We are bust as follows for this week, Suj. 3-5-2. Dubravka in goal. Back three of Laporte, Telles with the double, Robertson. Midfield five. I think we can agree quite quickly on captain Kai Havertz.
Yep.
Kulusevski, Phil Foden, Sadio Mane, Gabriel Martinelli. Up front, Che Adams, Weghorst. On the bench as cover, Saar, Cucurella, Cresswell, King. That's the first question. Who in goal, Saar or Dubravka? I've backed Wolves for a 1-0 win. What did you go for, Norwich Newcastle?
2-1. I went with 2-1, but to
Newcastle.
Newcastle. You went 2-1 Norwich.
Yeah.
But I also thought Burnley would beat Wolves.
yeah. Get that. That's quite a tough one, actually, isn't it? Saar versus Dubravka.
I'd go Saar, if I'm honest with you.
Because?
I've got Pukki in my minus 56, and I think he's going to score. Burnley are less likely to score than but there's more chance of Wolves clean sheet than a Newcastle clean sheet.
I'm in agreement. Yeah, I'm in
more
agreement.
Chance. I don't think it's going to happen, but there's more chance of it. So you'd go Saar.
Yeah. I'm happy to go Saar in golden instead of Dubravka. Okay, cool. So it's worth saying, Suj, we still have bench boost and wild card left. Presumably, we're going to wild card this 35 to bench boost this 36. Agree?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So we are looking at 1 week punts here. One free transfer, 3.1 million in the bank. Chelsea players, we've got one in Havertz. Minus four for two more has got to make sense here, hasn't it? Surely.
Timo Werner.
Timo Werner, 3.3% owned, 8.6. I'm in agreement. And can we punt Marcus Alonso?
Are you asking me for permission or are you checking if he's under 10%? He's under 10%.
I know he's under 10%. He's about 8% owned or something. It might even be less. Yes, I'm asking your permission. It's our team, sweetheart.
Now, I didn't know if you checked whether he was below 10%. Yeah, go for it.
I think get Werner in for, I mean, it can be any of them forwards. I'm just going to look at the value.
Che Adams is missing in action, isn't he? So
I think he'll come back in all honesty. So I think of the three we've got, he's probably the best one this week.
Get rid of Josh.
We've lost value in these forwards. So to be honest, it doesn't really matter, I don't think. Let's just check. If we go King out, excuse me, and we stick Werner in. Let's see what that leaves us with. Leaves us with 0.1 in the bank. I mean, we can just go Creswell to Alonso.
Yep.
I think that'll do, wouldn't it? That's exactly what we got. 0.1 available for that. The only question then is, well, I guess the bench would be Cucurella, Adams, Weghorst. I guess.
Yeah, that's all right.
What do we think, Martinelli?
He's in my main team. I'm going to roll the dice one more time.
I think he could come back in, but it's just 50-50, I think. But I'd still probably, the way I think that game's going to go, I still fancy him more than the other three to return anyway, I think. I think Adams first sub from that lot. I think Adams, Cucurella, then Weghorst, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Vice captain, Werner or Alonso, just out of interest, just for jokes.
Alonso.
Interesting. Okay. Minus 56, sir. Manager of the week, 108 points. FPL Tractor returns for Bruno Guimaraes, Matt Target, 11. Ronaldo, 17. Salah, 19. Smith Rowe and Odegaard, 15 between them. 10 for Nick Pope. Every one of his subs even returned as well. 12 for Forster, 9 for Walker Peters. No, he didn't bench boost. 7 for Jay Rodriguez and 6 for Laporte. I think it's got 32 points sitting on the bench despite being manager of the week there. Class. Wooden Spoon, Joe Jenkins, 63 points. Returns for Schmeichel, Byrne, Target, Saka, Iheanacho, Captain Ward-Prowse, 10. Not bad for a blank and never overly looked like he was going to score or do anything in the game week either. Myself, Suj, I think I just edged you out this week, I think. I mean,
you're talking about our manager of the week having 32 points on the bench. I got 33, mate.
Do you know what? Good point. I got 28 here as well. I actually did myself over because I took Nketiah back out. I obviously didn't transfer him, but I had him in the starting 11 and I took him back out because I thought he's only going to play Southampton away. He's not going to start at Chelsea, was what I was thinking. So I took him back out. Not that that really should have affected my decision, I think, but there you go. 69 for me. Well, hey, you stop laughing at the back. Byrne, Cher for 19. Schmeichel, 5. Trent, 6. Ward-Prowse, 5. There's nothing in the midfield, basically. Ronaldo, 17. So it was the Newcastle boys and Ronaldo did it for me, really.
66 for me. I had nothing at the back rather than nothing in the midfield. Schmeichel, not bad. Saka, Barnes and Ronaldo were the ones that did it for me. But Bruno Guimaraes staring at me off the bench with 20 points, as was Robert Sanchez. 33 points on the bench. Difficult one, but all set for this week. Are you set for this week?
Yes, I'm set.
Nice. I have...
Can you tell me first, how many Manchester United players?
0.
Okay.
3 Chelsea, 3 Liverpool, 3 Manchester City, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree. I've gone Ramsdale in goal.
Okay.
James, Laporte, Robertson, Cancelo.
Yep.
Mount, Jota, Diaz, Havertz captain, De Bruyne, and Pukki up top. My bench is Foster, Amati, J. Rodriguez, and Greenwood, the Leeds Greenwood.
Staggering. Because we've nearly got the same team.
Oh, wow.
Ramsdale in goal. Reece James, Cancelo, Laporte, Robertson. It's literally exactly the same. Did you go with Salah?
Nah.
I've gone Salah. I've obviously gone Havertz captain and I've gone Mount. I've got Foden. I've gone Bukayo Saka.
Okay. And up. So it's basically De Bruyne versus Salah and Jota versus Foden. So you've gone the cheapest.
Have you got Saka as well?
Nah, I've got Luis Diaz as my
okay, yeah.
Other.
And you got up front Pukki.
Pukki, yeah.
I've done the same, mate.
Yeah. So basically, it's Diaz versus Saka, Jota versus Foden, De Bruyne versus Salah.
That's incredible that we've got 8 the same.
Yeah. I feel like it's... Why don't you captain someone different for shits and giggles?
No, mate. I'm captain shits and giggles and captain Havertz because I think he's the best choice. But I do think it's marginal over Mount, and I think
and over Salah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think Mo does need consideration, absolutely. Yeah, that's really interesting. Interesting we both went with the Arsenal goalkeeper.
Yeah. I don't see United scoring tomorrow.
I did have Sarr in, but then I ran out of money, in all honesty, so I went with Ramsdale. Well, that's fascinating.
Mm.
Okay, that's it. That's your differential show done.
Indeed. Nice. Good luck this weekend to all of you listeners, and we'll be back at you next week with the usual schedule of content. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck this weekend. Cue music, please, man child. Messi, I'm gonna miss you.